Hi folks, you're listening to episode 1 of the Unschool Files. The first episode of the podcast will just be me, and bear with me because my fancy recording studio consists of my smartphone on a pillow. So you are probably going to hear trash trucks and all the things because this is really just a creative project that has been in my mind for a while, and I've decided to just record this way because this is the tools at my disposal at the moment. So, welcome, and I'm so glad that you're here. What I want to talk about today is these periods of stagnation that can happen in your family that maybe have everybody appearing to be quite, I'm using air quotes, unproductive. Maybe there's a lot of Netflix going on, a lot of gaming, maybe just a lot of hanging out by the creek because it's summertime, or maybe it's really cold where you are and it's wintertime and the winter's harsh and so you're not going anywhere. You're just inside all the time. You may look around and start to wonder, what exactly are we doing? If that resonates with you at all, I hope you'll listen to the next few minutes. This happens to me, I don't know exactly how often. I'd venture to say at least once a year. But this happens to me, and recently happened after relocating from one side of the planet to the other side of the planet. So there was like a 6-month transition period of lots of things, not knowing where I'm going to live, having to find a place to live, having to readjust, find places to just get your food and get back in a groove of preparing meals again. I mean, there's so much stuff that comes along with that, that outside of thinking anything schooly, that alone is difficult. So, and that can be any other thing. It can be getting through winter. It can be that you've just had a baby and you're readjusting to having a baby on the outside now and a new family member. I mean, there's so many things that could cause this experience to come up for you where you are questioning, what exactly are we doing? And it may go further. It may go, are we doing enough? Did we make the right choice? Why are we unschooling? Maybe we should pull out the curriculum for their current age and just see where we're at. If any of this has happened to you, just know it's happened to me too. That is old school programming that tells us when we don't have a visual representation of what a child has accomplished, what they've learned, it gets to us. I think it especially gets to us in these periods of stagnation where you're maybe trying to get footing, and so there's not a lot of rhythm happening. Everybody's just kind of surviving at that point, and anyone's watching more than one episode of something on Netflix or gaming for several hours, I think it especially gets to you then, because then you're like, that programming plus the programming that tells us we're not allowed to enjoy things without earning them, those that doubly gets us, right? And it can chip away at our confidence and what we've chosen to do. And then we may react. We may react in a way that is only in our mind at first and maybe then becomes outwardly, or we may react right away outwardly and duke it out with our kids in whatever way that manifests for you. So maybe you've got old experiences in your life where you were made to feel like you had to do a certain amount of things to earn this time to do this or what have you. And you might lash out to your child in the way that you were lashed out when you were not measuring up, when you were not doing enough to earn that time to play video games, or to earn that time to go outside, or to get to go to a sleepover, or to get to borrow the car. Like, every stage of life, something may have occurred for you that triggers a response that you then give to your child. So it can be a learning lesson when it happens. It's not the end of the world. We can look at the situation and learn from it and always go back to our child or our children if it's like a group, if it's a group thing, if it's a group freak out that you're having. And you can say, hey, I want you guys to know when I did that, this is how I was feeling, and I think that these are the things that made me feel that way, and I'm really sorry. I don't want to react that way to things. I'm actively trying to change that, or learning more about myself in this, you know, in this lesson. And you know what? They'll listen to you, and I find that they understand. If you just keep it real with them, they understand. And mine, anyway, always end up saying, it's all right, Mama. We understand. We know you've been whatever. We know you've been stressed. We know it's been hard waiting on our furniture. We know, you know, whatever the thing is, they get it. And if you verbalize how human you are, it really, really levels the playing field a lot more for everybody to be able to navigate each other's experiences and needs better. It really does. And if it does get messy, apologizing is the best thing you can do, because you can't go back and change it, and you can't just skip past it, because then, you know, you're putting that on them. You're leaving this story that happened and how they experienced it in their mind. You're leaving them with that story rather than being accountable for where you were in that story, so that they know that it's not their fault. So you want to go back and apologize when you can, but if you can catch it ahead of time, I think that's actually a sign of intense growth, if you can catch it ahead of time. But I think that when you start to get to this point where you're picking and you maybe tell them, I don't want you to play any more video games because we need to get this, this, and this done. And look at this. And why does this bathroom look like this? And maybe that's how it manifests for you in cleanliness. For me, that's how it manifests. But you are able to make this a different experience and not stifle their self-direction, their personal choice, their autonomy. And you can shake yourself out of those modes where you may start picking and, you know, may get to the point where you're going to have it out with them. And you can just ask yourself, why does this make me uncomfortable? What about this downtime, this quote unquote unproductivity? Why does this make me uncomfortable? Find out where in your life that is connecting to. And examine that for yourself before you address with your kids how you'd like to change things or what you'd like to see more of around the house. Because if you address the thing within yourself, you're already knocking out like most of it, let's just say it, most of the problem. Then look closely at what your kids are doing. What are they enjoying? What are they really into? Or how are they behaving in response to not being able to be involved in the things that they want to be involved in? But connect with them on that. Connect with them on what they're enjoying or what they want to be enjoying or what they want to read about or whatever the thing is, meet them where they're at, rather than expecting them to meet you where you're at. Because where you're at is decades of experiences, programming, years in whatever the education model is that you were in. And they're so much newer to the world. They don't have those nuanced experiences to see life the same way that we do. So I invite you to meet them where they're at. So to recap, examine why you're uncomfortable. Take a look at what your children are into, and then connect with them. Because you know what? You'd be really, really surprised to find out how much they've been learning or what they've been experiencing when they've just been chilling playing Fortnite or watching tons of episodes of the Taco Chronicles on Netflix or spending hours and hours outside, probably not bathing as much as they should. And you wander outside and you find this immaculate fairy garden complete with houses and fences and signs and little people and animals positioned strategically around the garden. That is the kind of free, self-directed learning that I want for them. And sometimes I get so wrapped up in that old programming and the stuff in my head about what I should be doing, whether or not I'm doing enough, and what I should plan to make sure that we are achieving enough, that I'm not slowing down long enough to see that they're after what they desire right here. They need my help. They do. They need my help to access more, to get to the things that they want. They need an adult, quite simply, to drive them where they need to go, right? But it all starts with a conversation with them to find out what's going on in their world. Get in their world. Special shout out is definitely necessary to an unschooling parent out there in the world who's very public and did not need to take the time to hear me out when I was having a moment of sheer panic. I reached out to her and gave her my whole rundown of why I was in a panic and why we seemed so unproductive and worrying if it was going to amount to something. In hindsight, it's really quite entitled and bizarre that I felt like it was appropriate, but she's an amazing human being and took the time to listen to me and responded with some of the best words in that moment that really, really saved me. And it really was her reminding me of something that I think we all know if we're on this path of unschooling. But she said something to the effect of, I don't know everything. I don't know the ins and outs of your family. I don't know each of the kids individually or personally. But I will tell you this. Connect with your child and find out what they're doing. It was gold. And I have been thinking about passing that on to other people in this community because that reminder was gold. And sometimes we just need a little reminder to get us back to why we're doing this in the first place. Thank you so much for making it through the entire first episode. I am so glad you're here. And thanks for sticking by me while I figure out how to work this microphone thing and find the right speed and tempo. And I'm not a professional, but I do think the conversations are important. So I'm so glad that you're here. The conversations that are going to be coming up, I'm going to be speaking to some folks about unschooling, how they got there, what they're doing, how they're doing it, why they're choosing to live life without school, and it's going to be really great. I'm very excited. If you would like to expand on today's conversation, though, find us over on Instagram at The Unschool Files. There should be a little square on the page for this particular episode, and we can expand the conversation there. If you've got experiences to add, tips, anything that you think is beneficial to the conversation, let's all meet there and let's talk about it. If you'd like to be on the podcast to talk more about the way you live life without school, please send me a direct message on Instagram and we can find a way to connect and make that conversation happen. And I'm sure there are folks out there who would love to hear it. Thanks again for listening, and I will catch you in the next episode. Stay kind to each other.